The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Donald Trump Jr. breaks down the dangers we are facing. Donald Trump Jr. usually is fantastic when being interviewed, and there was no exception for today. He was on with Steve Bannon, and just a great interview about the dangers we are facing, and of course the double standard and everything else that America is facing. How the Biden administration can get away with everything, but of course, you know, the Trumps are not, they're not treated the same, and I could just go on and on. It's everything that you already know, but the way they break it down is so fantastic. It's just, how can anyone even argue with what they're saying here? But there might be people that try to argue, so I want to bring you as much as I can of what Donald Trump had to say, Donald Trump Jr. On with Steve Bannon. Let's get started right away. Take a listen.
And you can compare and contrast what is happening in Washington, D.C. with the Biden crime family versus what's happening in New York on something that, to me, is shocking, and it seems like it gets worse every day, sir.
Well, it does get worse. I mean, you have like liberal Columbia Law University professors that are like, whoa, what's going on here? This is too far. Slow down. You have the most clear evidence, arguably perhaps ever presented about the Biden family and their compromised position as it pertains to our national security. No one can still articulate, you know, why are the Chinese giving Hunter Biden $1 billion? I mean, they don't exactly make investments with crackheads. That's not part of their business model, Steve, of course, unless you're buying someone off, which is, of course, what was happening. You have clear evidence and they keep pretending they don't have it. It's lunacy. And yet for 5 years, Russia, Russia, Russia was the gospel. That was the gospel of the Lord. There was no evidence, but it didn't matter. You didn't need anything. We were somehow amazingly enough compromised by Russia. Apparently my father needed the money or something like that. I'm not sure. It just shows you the double standard that you would try to seize assets for a, I guess, it, no one's articulated yet who the victim was. But that doesn't matter because these are show trials. These are designed not just to hurt Donald Trump, but to make sure you put a marker out there, Steve, that no one in the future ever decides to go against the swamp, go against the Democrat Party, because they will come after you. They will come after you with all of their might. And in these blue states, that's going to go unchecked. The law, facts, none of that means anything.
That's a great point. In the blue states, it's like we've lost the rule of law. I had mentioned this a long time ago before most people mentioned it, that, man, if you live in New York or a really blue area like Atlanta or Washington, D.C., it's like living in a communist country. It really is, because the rule of law no longer applies. They are able to do whatever they want, and it is something our country can't withstand. Yet people are still living their lives thinking we're going to withstand it somehow, and I don't see how any country can have this big of a two-tier justice system and think, oh, we'll survive it, we're good, nothing's gonna happen. When you have seen what they did to Donald Trump, and then you compare the cover-up of what they've done with Biden, who, it's all documented, his corruption. The payouts are documented. You have that big of a two-tier justice system, you do not have a country. You're living off of what you used to have. You used to have rule of law, but we don't right now. Back to Donald Trump Jr., because he was so brilliant. Take a listen.
You know, like I said, the liberals that are like, well, we don't understand who's the victim. How is this happening? How is it going on? It doesn't matter. It's still happening. That's why, you know, even the Florida grand jury was done in Washington, D.C., because the Democrats are picking and choosing the places where no one could possibly get a fair trial. We have no equal justice under our law. The democracy, so to speak, is totally compromised. And you know, honestly, the Republic is at risk if this continues, because there is no stopping the Democrats. They've shown that they are willing to do anything to remain in power, to control, to subvert the democracy they claim that they're defending each and every day.
As you know, the suppression on social media, I mean, we don't need to get into the details of it, but you know how the techno-feudalism we live under about the cancel culture. But with all that, Harry Enten, CNN's pollster, saying, hey, two-thirds and oftentimes 75% of the Republican Party, and I think it's now 40% of the American people, and I think in independents is almost 50%, believe Joe Biden's illegitimate. What do you make? Lincoln, even when we fought a civil war, never questioned legitimate. Go ahead. Tell me is Joe Biden an illegitimate president of the United States?
He can't get through a sentence. He can't do anything. They hid him in a basement. They weaponized everything they possibly could to rig an election, to put a puppet in charge. And make no mistake, Steve, I think Joe's been very effective for the radical Democrats, the people who are actually in charge, because he'll sign anything. Obama would have loved to have done so many of the things that Joe Biden is doing, whether it's the open borders or just basically the America Last policies that are destroying our economy and our hegemony across the world. He'd have done that, but he was not willing to risk his legacy, his future, you know, the $20 million home on Martha's Vineyard and the $1 million speaking fees. He wouldn't do that, but they're more than happy to throw Joe Biden under the bus, knowing that this is a shell of a man, a shell of a human. He's simply a puppet doing the bidding of whoever the radicals that are in charge. Of course it was rigged. Does anyone actually believe? Can someone tell me honestly with a straight face that Joe Biden, what he lost 18 of 19 bellwethers, but magically, Steve, magically way overperformed Barack Obama in 2008 in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, you know, I mean, does anyone actually believe that that happened? I mean,
no, just think about that statement. He had to outperform Barack Obama in major, major urban cities where Barack Obama was super popular, as popular as you could possibly get. And they're saying Joe Biden, the black people loved Joe Biden and whoever else. It doesn't have to be just black people, but I mean, the black population was so heavily for Barack Obama. You're telling me that Biden was that much more popular? He made Obama look like nothing. They loved him way more. I mean, give me a break. We all know it was stolen. I don't need to go over that. Let's go back to the conversation, though, because he was hammering down on all fronts, Donald Trump Jr., and I'm glad to see it. Here's more.
And, you know, if you do, you're an imbecile.
Okay, I'm going to get to the book, Winning Team Publishing, and the new MAGA deal in a second, but I got to ask you right now, what should this audience, what should the Warren Posse, MAGA, the Deplorables, America First, what is the number one thing we should do to rally behind your dad?
Listen, I think we do have to unify. We have to bring back common sense to these things. We have to be unafraid of speaking out. I mean, you know, you showed the interview with Peter Navarro. I mean, Peter Navarro is going to jail for 4 years because he stood on principle about executive privilege, right? He's still in appeal, but that doesn't matter. The Bolsheviks will lock you up even if you're on appeal rather than waiting, because they're trying to teach us all a lesson. If you haven't seen that interview, it's pretty amazing. And when you have a patriot like Peter out there doing that, I mean, he's not even talking about why he's going to jail. He's like, no, these are what that he's willing to go to jail on these principles is such an amazing thing to see. It's sad, but it's so powerful to watch. Like, he's not talking about jail. He's talking about fighting for what's left of our country, because that is on the table this election. That, Steve, is totally at risk. You know, and it's amazing. I mean, he's talking about the book, which is, you know, the new MAGA deal, and, you know, the principles for the 2024 Trump presidency. And You know, meanwhile, they're throwing him in jail for 5 months. He reported on Tuesday, and he's still worried about fighting for the Republic. I mean, that's the kind of mentality we need everyone in America to have at this point. Otherwise, it's gone.
Yeah, we don't want America to be gone. But at the same time, think about this, folks. They were that blatant in stealing the election the first time. What are they going to do this time when they feel like there's no chance of stopping Donald Trump? Even with their cheating, maybe Donald Trump gets so many more people voting for him that they couldn't possibly expect. I don't see them not trying to assassinate. I see an assassination attempt that would happen in that scenario. Nothing these people will do would surprise me. So I'm worried about that, only for Donald Trump's sake, but not at the same time. I'm not worried because we're already past certain breaking points, and by the time we get to something like that to happen, I would think we've already been past certain breaking points. We'll know a lot more of what's going to happen to America, I think, way before the election ever gets here. So one more little quick clip with Donald Trump Jr. Take a listen.
I got to give a hat tip to you and the team, management team over at Winning Team Publishing, to think of this, because this question gets asked a lot, and they pulled a lot of people, contributors on this show, together to actually walk through and said, hey, when you want to see what President Trump's focus on, when you take the rally speeches and actually write it down into what policy is, this is the drive of President Trump. Tell me about New MAGA deal, and where do people get it, how they get over to Winning Team Publishing?
Yeah, you can get it at newmagadeal.com. You can get it at 45 Books, and it's Peter's book. So Peter, you know, for those who don't know, he was in charge of our China policy, probably another reason why the swamp wants to lock him up and try to take him out. He was the one that was, you know, hard on China, held them to task. I mean, you and him share something in common, that you're some of the people that they've weaponized against you. We all have that in common, since they wanted to try me for treason, a crime punishable by death. But, you know, Peter was working on this book for a while. It's the principles, basically, of the 2024 policy platform. You know, these things go down. They've been going after him for a while. His publisher drops him because, of course, no one's going to let you have actual free speech in America. So, you know, Sergio and myself, who have a publishing company doing this, we said, hey, we will pick up that book. We will get this message out there. So, again, you can get it at newmagadeal.com or 45books.com. But that's what's going on right now. You know, the people screeching about fascism are acting awfully a lot like the fascists themselves. They're, you know, when they scream about democracy and such, Steve, it's such a soundbite. It's like they say it and then they laugh to themselves, like, ha ha, silly people, what's going on? You know, the other side, they're jailing their political opposition right now. They're not just, whether it's us, whether it's the J6ers, what, just watch what's going on. Our republic is at stake. And that was what was so incredible about that interview with Peter. I'm talking about the jail and the weaponization. He's like, and this is what we have to do for 2024, and this is how we win, and these are the policies that'll work. I'm like, Peter, you're going to jail tomorrow. And he's still just focused on winning. You know, that's, to me, just the quintessential patriot. It's an amazing thing, and you should check out the book. And he also goes through...
Yeah, he's not going to stop fighting, and that is awesome. But we've got to continue the fight. I want to move on, though, because another part of Steve Bannon's show had another great interview, and that was with Sebastian Gorka, talking about the military-aged men from China, the Middle East, Afghanistan, all pouring in to America. And well, we know how dangerous that is. Take a listen.
Seb Gorka, your thoughts on this, on the invasion of our country, sir?
Well, I'm just listening to Todd, who was on my show, America First, about an hour ago, and I just decided to do some, you know, scoliosis on the internet. It was 2013, one of the few useful things to come out of WikiLeaks was the speech that Hillary Clinton gave to the bankers, in which she said, I dream that our hemisphere will be borderless, Steve. This is Hillary's plan. This is Obama, Hillary, and now being affected by Obama's lackeys in the administration. Let's not forget, Alejandro Mayorkas was very senior in DHS under Obama. Listen to what President Trump said on my show on Monday. I asked him, so who's really in charge? Is it Jill? Is it Obama? And he said, oh, no. It's people like Lisa Monaco. Who was Lisa Monaco? Lisa Monaco was, of course, Obama's advisor in the White House for domestic threats, for national security, after John Brennan, the communist, left the administration to run the CIA. So why are we surprised, Steve? They told us that we have to have the Browning of America. They denied that there's an invasion. Why don't you just play the B-roll in the background while we're talking? The invasion is here. As you most clearly said, this is our land, and foreigners in their tens of thousands are illegally crossing, up to 12,000 every single day. They're getting 10. I hate saying this. You're a mackerel snapper. I'm a cradle Catholic. They're getting $10,000 each through the Catholic charities from our taxpayer money. Getting a cell phone. They're getting an Obama phone, and they're asking them, where do you want to fly to? We'll fly you secretly at the middle of the night to wherever you want to go in America. If that's not an Steve, if you just take the 8 million officially, Miller said on my show, there's at least 40 million illegals in America right now. If we just take the 8 million of the last 3 years, if 1% are actual operatives for, you know, the People's Liberation Army or Hamas or ISIS or North Korea, 1% of 8 million, those are divisional size assets, Steve. You're a military man. You understand that. Yes. That is divisional sized assets.
Yes, and it's going to be more than 1%. All these people that have snuck in, it's way more than 1% as far as I'm concerned. I think it is up as high as 10%. I know that sounds, maybe not, I don't know. It doesn't. The point is there is so many military-aged men that have come into this country, and they're not setting up to sing us kumbaya. You know, catch them setting up bioweapon labs illegally in your country, and you do really nothing about it. It's because you have your own globalists within our own country fighting to destroy America with them. And have we hit the point where there is no return? To me, I don't want you to get scared, but to me, yes. We have hit the point of no return. I don't know how anyone can survive what any country could survive what is happening right now. But we're going to have to wait and see as we go forward. A little bit more from Steve Bannon and Sebastian Gorka. Take a listen.
Military-aged males from China, from the Middle East, from Afghanistan. Why are they here, Steve?
10,000 a day, Seb, is a combat division. And 80% of these are military-age men. Even the New York Times, a combat division every day. And look at that today in El Paso. That is El Paso, Texas. And they're there because they hear that the Supreme Court. These people are very smart. They're very savvy. Social media, they're very savvy. They're rational actors. They're not irrational. They're rational. What is irrational is the response of the Republicans. Biden and Obama and Hillary want a borderless Western Hemisphere. That speech was a speech we were able to weaponize in the 2016 campaign.
Forget about what's happening in this city, Steve. I mean, forget about the oxygen thieves in this city here. What about the Republican governors? I mean, okay, you send down the National Guard. And what are they going to do? Stand there? We're doing nothing and then just shout obscenities to these invaders? Where are the Republican governors? The state of Texas, which was a country, by the way, I'd like to remind my fellow Americans who may be a little thin on their history, Texas was a nation, okay? They have a constitution that states that Texas is responsible for the security of its citizens. They've declared an invasion. Steve, if they've declared an invasion, what are they doing about it?
It's It's amazing what America is facing right now. It's amazing. It's something that you didn't think you would ever see, but we are facing it. And how do we go forward from here when we're facing military-aged men that we have no idea what other things we haven't thought of that they could employ against you and I as American citizens? You combine that with, let's look at Russia sitting out there actively flexing its muscles, saying that it has no problem declaring nuclear war against America if it has to. You have Iran sitting out there saying they have no problem. Same thing, hitting us with weapons. They don't really talk about their nuclear weapons, but I know they have them. And you have North Korea. You have all the bad actors, and they're all teamed up. And then you add in that they're also fighting Israel at the same time. You add up the biblical prophecy that we are seeing. And how can there be a lot of time left before something happens? Something has to break at some point. And I mean a major break. We keep saying something's going to happen, but at some point, something will happen. With that said, where are you? Are you getting your life right with God? Do you not realize that God is allowing a lot of this to happen in front of your face because he's trying to warn you? He's trying to get you to come to him? Because that's what it's really about. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about you coming to God or not. And you're being given chance after chance to understand, hey, this is what's important. This is what's important in life, and that's getting right with God, repenting, and knowing that he's the only way. And I try to leave you with this every show. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. Do you know what that means? Have you given your life over to him? Because there's not much time left, and I don't want you left behind and away from God's plan for you. So make sure you make that decision, because time is running out. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now!
In 1988, the John Birch Society produced a documentary so predictive, it's as though they had a time machine. Out of Control, Immigration Invasion was produced and hosted by investigative reporter William F. Jasper and looks at the growing problem of unrestricted illegal immigration that, in 1988, already saw upwards of 10 to 20 million illegal aliens within the borders of the U.S. Unknown agents from around the world using the southern border as easy entry. Certainly, some are innocent families escaping hardship, but also certainly some are criminals, potentially terrorists. Is it not appropriate that there be some criteria for the entry of any sovereign nation? Why should the U.S. be different than Canada, Germany, Russia, Japan, or every other country on the planet? Out of Control, Immigration Invasion. Watch this time capsule of prescient wisdom at thenewamerican.com/outofcontrol.